Good evening and welcome to First Cut. I am James Hudson here with my partner Matthew Skorupski. How you doing today, Matt?
Pretty good.
And Matt, why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about yourself here?
I'm from Ann, Ohio. It's about 40 minutes south. I'm a nursing major. I really got into this show because, I mean, freshman year, let's try new things.
But first, we're going to be talking Bluffton University golf, and that begins with the head coach here, men's and women's head coach, Adam Craig. Thank you for being here with me, Coach.
Thanks for having me, James.
Now, I understand the men and women both recently competed in the Beaver Fall Classic. Is that correct?
Correct.
And now, we told our listeners a little bit about how the tournament went for men's and women, but why don't you elaborate on that and tell us a little bit about how your reaction for the scores posted this weekend?
You know, we had a great event this weekend. Coming from where we came from last year with seven total teams to having a total of 15 teams this year, we grew the event big time. Everybody got a chance to play. Weather was great. Golf courses were in great condition. As for the scores, you know, the women broke a lot of records this weekend, individual records, team records, all of that. So I was very pleased and looking to grow from there going forward. Also on the men's side, you know, the results may not have been what everybody anticipated, but that just, it's a learning curve. You know, we had to adapt to the golf courses. The weather was dry a couple weeks prior to that. And the golf course was different than what we played on the last month. So I think we learned a lot with experience and how to adapt to different situations, even though if it's a place that you know like the back of your hand.
Yeah. And what are some things that you think both teams can do here to really improve from the scores posted this weekend?
You know, I think keep putting in the work. They do a great job in practice, out of practice, doing the same thing. Work. I mean, golf is a sport where, you know, we watch these guys on TV every weekend hit, and they hit thousands of golf balls to make swing changes. And that's, you know, something that we don't have a whole lot of time to do during the season. We're playing seven events from the 1st of September to the middle of October. You know, it's kind of go, go, go. And it's like I go back to what I said about our tournament. Learning how to adjust and adapt and roll with what you have.
Yeah, of course. And what are you most excited for as the fall season kind of comes to an end and the spring season comes into focus?
With a few more events left on the fall schedule, you know, we're looking to improve every week still. Like I said a couple weeks ago, you know, we put in the hard work and the results will come. Looking forward to the spring. You know, after the fall season is, I think, when we get better as a team. Gives a kind of close to the fall, competition's over. You can sit back, make those necessary swing changes if you need. You know, you can spend all winter hitting balls into our net in Berkey Gym. You can, you know, putt, chip in the gym there. And as long as the athletes are willing to put in the work, I think we'll see positive results over the winter and the hard work pay off in the spring.
All right, the Bluffton Beavers men golf team will be at the Harrier Fall Classic at Browns Run Country Club this weekend, and the women will be at the HCAC Preview at Liberty Country Club this weekend as well. Thanks for joining me today, Coach, and good luck this weekend.
Thanks, James.
The city's so in style. All you see for miles are people spilling in and out of cars. Man, all of these bars are making a killing everywhere I go. Looks like a place to be. I see people that I know, but I feel like there's no one here but me. Downtown's dead without you. Girls walk by and friends say hi. Friday night, it might as well be just another Tuesday night. As long as you're still in my head, there ain't no way that I can paint a ghost town red. Downtown's dead. Downtown's dead.
The dancing in the strobes,
Out here in the throes of loud house music, everything's a blur. I don't hear the words, but lips are moving. Tried to get involved, but I've about had enough. People wall to the wall, and I'm just holding it up. 'Cause downtown's dead without you. Girls walk by, friends say hi, but Friday night it might as well be just enough. Tuesday night without you. As long as you're still in my head, there ain't no way that I can paint a ghost town red. Downtown's dead. Downtown's dead. Bright lights, what am I doing with my life? Okay, I quit, I've had enough of this. These people are losing their minds, can't get you out of my head. I'm calling it a night, I'm crawling back to your bed. Downtown's dead without you. Girls walk by, friends say hi, but Friday night it might as well be just enough. Tuesday night without you. As long as you're still in my head, there ain't no way that I can paint a ghost town red. Downtown's dead. Downtown's dead.
Science this day and time, that's hard to find, it's true. The road we're on in a traffic jam, it's a sunny drive on a piece of land. It's paradise as long as I'm with you. It's like 1, 2, 3, just as easy as can be. Just the way you look at me, you make me smile. Ain't no need to complicate it, we both know that's overrated. We've been there, it's safe to say it ain't our style. It's just that simple, S-I-M-P-L-E, simple as can be. It's just that simple, S-I-M-P-L-E, simple as can be. We used to live on Instagram, worried about who all gives a damn about where we've been. This world was meant to be like laughing love, make a lot out of a little.
long time no see. It's me, the Rock t-shirt in the back of your closet. Dude, remember? You crowd surfed in me, man. But you haven't worn me in like forever. I get it, you're retired, but I still got some rock left in me. So take me to Goodwill, where I can really make a difference.
Your donations to Goodwill create jobs, training programs, and education assistance for people in your community. To find your nearest donation center, go to goodwill.org. Donate stuff. Create jobs. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
And we are back here with First Cut on 96.1 The Wit. I'm here with my good buddy Matthew Skorupski. And that last song you just heard was Simple by Florida Georgia Line.
Yeah, so now we're going to talk PGA, and most importantly, Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods shot an amazing 11 under par over a four-day stretch during the PGA Championship. Over the span of 4 days, Tiger managed to card 45 pars, 18 birdies, and one eagle. All of that combined is what put Tiger in the lead and ultimately helped him in his first place finish in the tournament. This past weekend, which was his first in 1,876 days.
Yeah, Matt, Tiger had one heck of a tournament this week. Going into the first day, or the final day, sorry, Sunday, Tiger Woods was actually in contention to not only win the PGA Championship, which is the tournament they were playing at, but to also finish first place in the FedEx Cup playoffs and ultimately win the FedEx Cup. So some things had to happen for Tiger Woods to do so. Tiger had to win the tournament. Bryson DeChambeau needed to finish tied for 15th or worse. He finished 19th, so that was in place. Dustin Johnson and Justin Thomas needed to finish in a three-way tie for 2nd or worse. Johnson finished 3rd, and Thomas finished tied for 7th, so that was in place. Tony Finau needed to finish tied for 3rd or worse. He finished tied for 15th. So all of those things were in place there, Matt, for that to happen.
Oh, yes, sir, they certainly did. But what ultimately decided Tiger's fate was the finish of Justin Rose. Rose needed to be in a three-way tie for 5th or worse. Going into the final day, Rose was in contention to win. On Sunday, Rose shot a 73, which is 3 over par. However, the rest of the field played bad also, and Rose ended the championship for 4th place in a tie, which knocked Tiger out of the first place in the FedEx Cup standing, and Justin Rose won the 2018 FedEx Cup.
It was a great week for Tiger Woods, and he won the championship, but ultimately it wasn't enough, and Justin Rose took home the FedEx Cup. This is Rose's 10th win on PGA Tour. His most recent was the 2018 World Golf Championship in Fort Worth. Rose had a great tournament. I mean, on Sunday, he didn't play his best golf, but neither did the entire field. I mean, even Tiger Woods shot one over for the day. So, I mean, I think combined with the entire field playing bad, Rose was just, he just had it barely enough to win the tournament, or to win the FedEx Cup. We're going to be taking another short break, and when we return, we're going to talk Tiger Woods and what he has to do to get another victory this week. But first, we have Singles You Up by Jordan Davis here on 96.1 The Wit.
I ain't heard you laugh like that in a long time. I wonder if it stopped this world like it did mine just now. I see you sipping white wine instead of whiskey. But does he want you to be just a little more city? Well, I'm sorry if I'm overstepping boundaries I don't mean to be. But I just got to tell you how I feel. If he ever singles you up, if he's ever stupid enough, I'ma be the first one calling you baby. Baby. If he ain't holding you tight, if he ain't treating you right, I'ma be the first one calling him crazy. Cause girl, it's just a matter of time until you find that the right guy staring you back into your eyes right now. No rush, but if he ever singles you up. Hasn't even looked your way since you walked in. But I can't help it that I can't take my eyes off of you. Your favorite song just came on and me and you were singing along. He don't even know a single word. If he ever singles you up, if he's ever stupid enough, I'ma be the first one calling you baby. Baby.
first one calling him crazy. Cause girl, it's just a matter of time until you find that the right guy staring you back into your eyes right now. No rush, but if he ever sables you up, if he ever sables you up, I'll be the first to call, baby. Sorry if I'm overstepping boundaries I don't mean to be, but I've just got to tell you how I feel. If he ever singles you up, if he's ever stupid in love, I'ma be the first one calling you baby, baby. If he ain't holding you tight, if he ain't treating you right, I'ma be the first one calling him crazy, crazy. Cause girl, it's just a matter of time until you find that the right guy staring you back into your eyes right now. No rush, but if he ever singles you up,
Titans, go!
When the Teen Titans go to the movies, they know the best way to travel is safely.
Hollywood, here we come!
Budget!
And you know it's super.
To keep your child safe, be sure to use the right car seat for their age and size.
Exactly.
I know you're feeling.
We're finally on the big screen.
Have a seat, my dude.
For more information on finding the right seat, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Gotcha. That's a wise move.
It's
brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Conveniently located in a dimly lit hallway, we are 96.1 The Wit.
It was the 14th of October, and that t-shirt off your shoulder. I was drunk, said I was sober, and you said, yeah, right. We were talking for a minute, then some guy tried to cut in. He took my hand and we pretended like I was your guy. Whoa, and I tried to guess your middle name for 30 minutes, but we played that game. That mango reader you were drinking, and that Coldplay song that you were singing. And I bet right now you're probably thinking that it's crazy. I remember every detail, but I do. From your blue jeans to your shoes, girl, that night was just like you, unforgettable. We were dancing, we were buzzing, taking shots like it was nothing. Did the running, man, you loved it, yeah, you laughed out loud. You brushed away your blunder and you kissed me out of nowhere. I can still show you the spot where everything went down. Right off the deep in that mango reader you were drinking, in that Coldplay song that you were singing. And I bet right now you're probably thinking that it's crazy. I remember every detail, but I do. I can still smell your perfume. Girl, that night was just like you, unforgettable. From your blue jeans to your shoes, girl, that night was just like you, unforgettable.
And we're back here with First Cut on 96.1 The Wit. That was Unforgettable by Thomas Rhett. And now we're going to be talking about Tiger Woods and what Tiger needs to do here to be able to win the next tournament he plays in this week. Woods is coming off a hot victory at the PGA Championship this past week, and he'll be competing in the Northern Trust Tournament at the Richwood Country Club. in Paramus, New Jersey. Matt, and what do you think Tiger Woods needs to do to come out and just get another win this week?
James, I honestly think he just needs to come out and take it one shot at a time. Last week, if he had a bad shot, it seemed as if he would have three or four more bad shots after that. If he makes a bad shot, he just needs to move on and play the next shot. If Tiger can keep his head in the game and come out and just do what he does best, I think he will get the win once again this week.
Yeah, Matt, I think you're right. I think Tiger just needs to keep his head in the game. He's really great under pressure, but it seems like whenever he has the lead, he kind of falls off the path and drops back a couple shots. So I think if he can just get the lead and really keep his head in the game and keep the lead and keep playing and really, I mean, as they say, keep the foot on the neck and just keep pounding, I think he'll really get the victory this week. It looks like that's all the time we have. And I'm James Hudson. I'm here with my co-host, Matthew Skorupski. And thanks for listening to First Cut on 96.1 The Wit.